各位听众，现在播送流行美语。Larry 在告诉李华关于他们的一个同学最近和女朋友闹别扭的事。今天李华会学到两个常用语 High Maintenance 和 Dating 101。
You know, Lihua, I feel bad for Tom. His girlfriend is so high maintenance.
什么? High maintenance? 不就是指一些需要精心维护的机器吗?
Exactly. And in this case, Rachel is very complicated, and Tom needs to put a lot of effort into maintaining his relationship with her.
啊? But high maintenance, 这个说法用在人身上。不过也有道理耶。要是一个人需要 high maintenance,那不就是很难伺候吗？我和 Rachel 不熟，可是她看起来好像是个很好的人啊。为什么你会认为她很难伺候呢？
Well, she gets upset if Tom doesn't call her every day. If he takes her out to eat, it has to be to a very expensive restaurant, or she'll complain. It's hard for Tom to keep her happy.
真没想到她那么难伺候啊！不每天给她打电话，不去高级餐馆就要生气。听起来倒是和我朋友美玲很像哎。美玲啊，也是个需要 high maintenance 的人。
Yeah, Mei Ling is a high maintenance friend. I know she doesn't like it when you spend time with me and not her.
就是啊，她经常抱怨我花太多时间和你一起，我得经常和她解释我是在跟你学英语，还得跟她道歉。对了 ，Larry， 你觉得我会不会像他们一样很难伺候啊
？Of course not, Li Hua. You are a very relaxed and easygoing person. In fact, as friends go.You are pretty low maintenance.
Low maintenance? 你是说和我交朋友，你不需要为了避免我生气而费尽心思啊？那就好，我可不想变成朋友心目中很难搞的人呢。
Well, Li Hua, I just talked to Tom. Rachel just broke up with him. It's back to dating 101 for Tom.
Tom 和 Rachel 分手啦？你说 Tom 需要上约会101的课？我怎么没听说学校有开这门课啊
？Of course, the university doesn't offer such a class, but it does offer History 101, English 101, and Chinese 101. They are all basic classes.
哦，像历史101、英语101这些啊，都是指一些基本课程。所以 Dating 101就是指学习有关约会的一切，就好像他到学校里修一门基础课，学习怎么样约会。
Right.And Tom isn't the only one who needs to take Dating 101. I haven't had a date in a long time.
Hey, Larry, 说到约会啊，你还记得我很喜欢的那个男孩？上星期我和他出去了一次，我们去一家气氛还不错的餐厅。可是啊，他的话实在不多哎。
Sounds like he needs to enroll in Conversation 101. He should at least be able to keep a conversation going through dinner.
没错。看来啊，他的确需要修一门对话101的课。哎，不过他人是真的很好，就是非常害羞。
Then maybe what he needs is confidence building 101 instead.
Larry, 你真有意思哎，居然说他该上一门建立自信的基础课 ，confidence building 101.
And as for you, Li Hua, you could use a little relaxation 101. You're always so worried about your grades.
没错，我是很担心学习成绩。所以你建议我修一门学会放松的基础课 Relaxation 101。你呀、啊、我看你应该修一门有关整理家务的101课，看你的房间乱成那样。
Well, as you probably guessed, I failed housekeeping 101. Dating 101 is a lot more fun.
今天李华学到了两个常用语，一个是 high maintenance。这是形容一个人需要别人小心谨慎来对待，否则就会不高兴，也就是很难伺候的意思。另一个常用语是 Dating 101， 这是指有关约会的最基本知识。今天的流行美语就播送到这里，谢谢大家收听，我们下次节目再见。